We are beginning this hour, though, with the market action. As we said, investors assessing the latest news coming out of Russia as its foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, sort of suggesting that diplomacy is still on the table, even as the U.S. warns of an invasion any day now. I want to bring in Jared Blickery, who's tracking the market action. And Jared, you know, in the Friday session, we saw oil prices just spike on that news coming from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. It feels like we're sort of pushing higher, but investors are kind of starting to pull back and say, well, what are we looking at here?
Well, we know the supply and demand picture for oil has been bullish overall, and we're just not seeing a lot more traction given this particular catalyst. Not surprisingly, because if we go to the Wi-Fi Interactive, first, I want to start with the equities markets, and we'll get to oil in a little bit, but just want to show you where we are with the S&P 500. That's today's price action. I want to zoom out and take a year-to-date look on these candlesticks. And here we broke through the two-week range on Friday into the close, and it looks like we're heading lower right now, probably going to probe these lows here. And as I've been saying, I don't have a lot of confidence that those are going to hold right now, but we just have to wait and see. Now, a lot of this has to do with, as you've been talking about, Akiko, their developments in Russia. I do need to say that a lot of times these conflagrations, while they might move the markets on a short-term basis, typically in the long term, they really don't have that great an effect. And it's a very serious geopolitical matter, but usually we don't see this spill over into the markets for a prolonged period of time. Crude oil is probably where you're going to see it hit the most. Now, here's the Russia index. This is the MOEX, and it looks kind of similar to our S&P 500 chart, but just want to show you over the last year, really fell off sharply from these highs. You can see this on a three-month basis, down 15% there. And then you take a look at the U.S. dollar versus the ruble. Let me change this picture. There we go. You can see the U.S. dollar is getting stronger here. The ruble is getting weaker when these lines go up. And you can see over the last 2 years, pretty much going sideways, still in the upper end of that range right there. And then just want to show you WTI crude. Now, we did hit nearly $95 on the March contract in WTI overnight. You can see up 80% over 2 years. And as we've been saying and remarking, this is from the lower left to the upper right. We have Bob Iacino coming in a few minutes. I'm sure we'll get his take on the markets and especially the oil markets. But check out these futures. I'm going to put this on a year-to-date view. You can see in the upper left, palladium and natural gas. Both of those have both of those are markets that are affected by Russia. Each of those up more than 5% there. And on a year-to-date basis, we're seeing a lot of action in the commodities. Palladium, which we were just taking a look at, the leader today, is also the leader on the year. That's up 28%. And crude oil up 23%. A lot of energy names at the top there, each up over 20%. So be remiss if we didn't check out some of the stock action here. And let's take a look at what the NASDAQ 100 is doing. We see Apple. That's year to date. We're going to go back just to an intraday view. That looks a little bit better. Amazon up 2%. Tesla up 3%. Nvidia up nearly 3%, guys.